This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Following right behind Garden Talk Radio.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I know nothing about plants and lots about cars, or fortunately, I don't know which. But always good to listen to the garden guys. They always have some great information going on there. So make sure and keep tuned in. I do hear we're having a heavy rainstorm coming, 1/1000th of an inch or some stuff like that.
That's what they were saying.
The plants probably like that, though. It'll be a light misting.
Yeah.
Right, Brendan?
From what it sounds like, yeah. It doesn't sound like enough to water your yard or garden. But
probably
not. No.
But it'll keep them cool.
Exactly.
A little breeze and a little mist. All good. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning for Auto Talk Radio. It will make the road slippery out there, so that's usually what it does.
Yeah, it does. Brings up the oil.
Yep. So be very careful because it doesn't wash off the light oil on the road like rain does when it rains and when it gets rid of it. So anyway, we'll be careful out there. Hopefully you got good tires.
Yeah.
Make it so your car stops well. It's very important. Brakes are important, but tires are super important too. So, all good stuff. Today we're talking about discussing why it's so important and the most important money you'll spend on any repair basically is having the vehicle diagnosed properly. So, kind of discussing that and how wrong it can go if you don't diagnose the car properly.
Yeah.
Because it can get quite expensive for sure. There's no questions about it. Yeah. Anything you'd like to add, Paul?
No.
All a good discussion thing to have for sure. Car show's going on. What is this weekend again for repeat?
It is the Ramona Senior Center car show. I did make a mistake. It is not at the Ramona Senior Center specifically. It's at Grace Community Church on 1234 Barger Place in Ramona.
Nice.
But all the proceeds go to help out the Ramona Senior Center over there. There's going to be trophies, free hot dogs, raffle prizes, silent auctions, and a DJ as well. So
nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So free to go. And again, all the money that goes to the event goes to help the Senior Center in that area. So. Very nice.
So are they like having a raffle or something like that to raise money? Because you said it's
correct.
Free to go. Okay, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. So they're doing it to raise money for the Senior Center, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so cool. Yes.
And you can probably just donate money if you wanted to, and you're there.
Yeah.
Either one. Good. Yeah. Good cause. Sure.
There's a classic car show too down in Carrillo Ranch Historic Park.
Carrillo.
My wife made fun of me last night.
She said Carrillo. That,
yeah, because
it is Carrillo.
It's Carrillo in San Diego.
Yeah, because the double L.
In the Midwest, it's Carrillo.
So over there, they're having a free classic car show if you want to go over there too in Carlsbad, because at the same time, you can go over to the little flower fields that Garden Talk was promoting as well.
Did you say the little flower fields?
It's pretty big. It's like
it's big.
Yeah,
they also have the strawberry fields where you can pick strawberries over there too.
Strawberry fields forever. Yeah, that's a Beatles song. Uh-huh.
But still, they do the strawberry fields are there, and are the flower fields blooming right now?
They are, and they were advertising.
Why I've had the sniffles yesterday.
Yeah, they were also discussing how they were advertising about the snap peas, but they're like, why are they advertising about that? They're not in bloom yet. I thought, but you know,
when do snap peas come into bloom?
They're very soon, very very soon. So
okay.
They either A, bloomed early, or B, they're about to bloom, and they still look spectacular.
Everything's blooming.
Yes.
Blooming.
Allergy time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Achoo.
That's right. All right, folks, anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As you heard, you can make it to the Ramona car show up there at the church for the senior center, or you can make it to the other car show over in Carlsbad there at, what is that, Carrillo Park, you said?
Yeah.
Carrillo?
Carrillo Historic Park, yes.
Carrillo Historical Park.
I don't know where that is. Yeah. Never heard of it.
It's in Carlsbad, apparently.
Yeah, I live there. It's weird.
It's weird. Well, it's a big place.
Yeah.
If you want, I got two quick news stories to tell you.
Absolutely.
Aston Martin has said that they are going to stop their all-electric lineup, and they will now sell gas engine cars well into the 2030s, they announced yesterday. So,
did they even make any electric cars?
They were planning to. They were still in the planning stages, but then they said our customers and our market isn't in the electric field right now. So we're just going
to. Yeah, they're not going to switch from a V12 to an electric car.
Who wants to buy an Aston Martin with an electric motor in it?
Right?
Horrible.
What a terrible idea. Yeah. You need that throaty sound. That's one of the reasons you pay $250,000 for one of those cars.
And then lastly, Kia has introduced their first pickup truck. I got to say, it doesn't look too shabby. It looks better than Hyundai's Santa Fe, I would say.
Okay, does it kind of the same kind of design, though?
No, it is, yeah. But it's called the Tasman, the Kia Tasman.
So. Oh, cool. What's it go for?
Let's see. I'll look into that here shortly, and you guys can talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Are we in timeout?
What was the other news story? Is that it?
That's it. Those two specific things. Yes. Yeah.
So I saw a, what is that Tesla truck thing called?
You said the word.
Sorry.
He doesn't like it.
I don't know if you saw my my eyebrow twitched a little.
Yeah, you're going to like this. What is that thing called again? The Cybertruck.
Cybertruck, yeah.
Yeah, and somebody put a V12 in one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's so it's not a Tesla no more now.
Yeah.
But it looked bad.
Was it lowered?
Lowered with a V12 in it, like, and I believe it's Aston Martin V12 they put in the thing.
That's
it's
pretty
like,
cool.
Yeah, no, it was souped out. It was cool. I was like, now that's a Cybertruck.
Yeah, I saw one in the a video in the desert, and they wrapped it black and then put paddle tires on it, and it was.
Oh, I didn't see that. This one was gray, really cool. But it had wide tires on it and was like lowered and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's had cool. A motor in it.
Yeah. That's when you like them.
Yes, exactly. There was speaking of that, not to bash electric cars, there was a little boy and he was with his dad at a car show and he walked around the back of the car and he looked at it and he goes, I don't like electric cars. And his dad's like, what? He's all, I don't like electric cars. He's all, why? They have no exhaust.
Yeah.
So, cute little kid.
Yeah. So. I think I saw that video. He was walking in the back looking for the exhaust pipes.
Like, no, I don't like this car. Nope, not that one. So all good stuff. All good stuff. But I don't know. We're not going to talk about your favorite manufacturer over there.
Thank goodness. So I heard the scrap plans for a more affordable electric vehicle recently.
They did?
But, yeah, they were planning to make a... Gosh, I'm twitching when I say it. A new Tesla car that was going to cost.
I'm twitching when I say it.
They were going to make it more affordable by making a $30,000 car, but they scrapped plans, saying it's just not within our budget to make it and make a profit off of it.
They probably wouldn't be making any profit off of it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And lastly, they have not announced yet about a cost. They said that the CEO of Kia mentioned that it is a moving target when it comes to the price of the truck right now, and especially in the car market. Rumors have speculated that it's in the $60,000 range for that truck. So we'll just have to wait until...
That's a very expensive Kia.
Yeah, Kia.
It is. Because they're also planning to make a mix of electric with the gas-powered vehicle for this truck when it comes out, and it's supposedly coming out in mid-2025 is what they said.
So. Yeah, that's like $15,000 more than it costs for a fully loaded 4x4 Ranger.
Right.
Yeah.
And I bet like the specs aren't going to be that good. Anyways.
Yeah, so. I wonder if it's just going to be like a unibody truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the, what is that Honda one?
The Ridgeline.
They still have it? It's still called the Ridgeline?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't pay attention. It's an ugly truck, too.
Yeah.
It's like
I was
going to
say that, but I didn't
want
to bash it on the radio.
Offend anybody?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an ugly truck. Some people may not.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't think the Cybertruck.
That's hideous looking. Oh my god.
The Ridgeline?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it.
Yeah, and and also I don't think the Cybertruck's that good looking, but a lot of people like
that's
it.
That's true. Yeah.
So, it's my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say you can't have a different one.
Yeah, yeah.
Those who want to call in and complain to me about why I think the Ridgeline looks horrible, you're more than welcome to. I think it looks horrendous.
See, I told you. It's not a good looking truck.
Yeah.
It's like a utility vehicle or something.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, a utility vehicle. Yeah.
I think they're front wheel drive, too.
They are. You couldn't even get a 2x4 in the trunk of that thing or bed of it.
That's weird, though, having a front wheel drive truck.
I don't know. The whole truck looks weird. What's your point?
I'm looking at a 2024 one. It's barely fitting one dirt bike in its promotion picture.
Is there a dirt bike in it?
There's a dirt
sideways,
bike.
Sideways, right?
Yeah, it's sideways, and the door's still down, too. It's tied. It's
not
up.
A door. It's called a tailgate.
Tailgate, whatever. You know door. What I'm talking about.
That door.
Bent the frame.
Who put the door down? Yeah. Very interesting. So, some of the things that people come up with. Yeah, I don't know who designed that truck, but it does not look, it's not a good looking truck. Not at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's other one. I'm not a big Chevy fan, but like the Colorado and Canyon, those are good looking trucks.
Yeah. I like the new Chevy look. They look cool.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying they're good looking trucks, just like the Ranger is a good looking truck, you know?
Yeah.
The new F 350 Platinum Dually that they just came out with. I saw a picture and a video of. I was like, holy smokes. That's a really good looking truck.
Yeah, I feel like the newer the truck, the bigger the grill gets. I don't like the ones that the grill is just getting giant on those things.
Oh, the GMCs and Chevys, the big size ones.
Yeah.
The 2500s and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look like a train coming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, all good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, welcome back, folks. As we're talking all kinds of car stuff today, we were talking some ugly trucks a minute ago. What do you think the ugliest truck is?
Ugliest truck?
Yeah, do you have any input to that?
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't think of it right now.
Can't think of the ugliest truck. What about you, Brennan?
I would say I was never a fan of the Subaru Baja.
That's what I was thinking. But I thought of that, but I don't know if that's really a truck.
Oh, okay. I can give you one more if you want. That I thought of too was the does the Max Cab count for Dodge?
Oh, the Mega Cab?
Yeah, the Mega Cab.
Yeah.
Does that count?
That counts. Yeah, that counts. That's okay. A huge truck.
I would go with one of those too. I don't like the
you don't
design
like it.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah, the body of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that thing's giant.
Yeah.
Cab on that thing's so big.
That's the only basic advertising you got is the fact that it's really, really big. But
yeah, it's good, cool for the passengers, I guess, in the rear, but yeah. Parking that thing, good luck.
Hmm.
That's when the Cummins was good, though. It's like a 05 to, I think it was 07.
True.
The new Cummins, I'm not a fan.
You're not of?
No. What you doing over there?
I was texting Bobby.
Oh.
Close the gate.
Oh.
They're there working on some stuff to get caught up, and he's got the gate wide open. I'm like, people are going to start walking in.
Well, if he's there, you could talk to him and make an appointment.
Yeah, I think he left.
Oh.
So it's just Henry working.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't need to be bothered? Because he's working.
Yeah, yeah. No, hey, that makes sense. I thought Bobby was there, so.
Yeah, no. Anyway, I'm multitasking
over
here. I'm talking to people, texting, you know, stuff like that.
How about you, Brian? What's the ugliest truck to you?
Ugliest truck? Man, I'll tell you. There were some ugly ones that had been along the way. The Dodge you guys were talking about is pretty ugly. Yeah. I don't know. They used to not make them so beautiful. I mean, now they try to make them really work efficient and good looking, you know? So I don't know. It's hard to say.
I could tell you my two favorite trucks.
What are your two favorite trucks, Paul?
The TRX, the new Ram TRX.
Uh-huh.
That has the Hellcat motor in it. And then the Raptor R. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
That's also a fast Raptor.
Yep. Yeah.
I think the Raptor R is faster than the TRX.
These are both good-looking trucks, too.
Yeah.
Built nicely. Yeah, for sure.
They're a little out of my budget, but they're nice.
you were considering, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the real part out of the budget with those is the fuel mileage.
Fuel mileage, yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to drive one of those and keep your foot out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to break it eventually.
Oh, sure. Definitely. Yeah.
Anytime you got a truck that you punch it and all four wheels burp.
Yeah, 700 horsepower pickup truck.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's perfect if you're stuck in mud, though. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, might get you out for sure.
Yep.
There you go. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County Inland for over 30 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County now for coming up on, I believe it's 12 years. Quite a while.
Yeah.
You've gotten old since we opened that place. Yeah. Check that out. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission out at 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved, smog certified. Taking care of folks over there for coming up on 6 years now. 7 years? 7 years. Coming up on 7 years. Wow. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in East Gate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle for coming up on 5 years now. So quite a while. Time just clicks by, man. It's fast.
It does.
Without question. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up at 2229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for over a year now in North County Coastal. All of us at the West Automotive Group come together, me, myself, and my employees, to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, which is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course. But what a great way to go. You can usually get a West Automotive Group card. Just ask one of the managers or writers helping you out and at our facilities, and they'll get you one, and you can use it whenever you want, right?
Yeah.
Keeps your other credit cards free of that, and also gives you 6 months no interest, which can be very helpful. Saves you a lot of money.
Yep.
You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or diagnosis for any other concern on your vehicle by our master certified technicians. Quality diagnosis eliminates unwanted parts replacement and saves you a lot of money in the long run. So the best money ever spent on any repair, as I often say, is that on a qualified technician to diagnose a vehicle properly. Save you a lot of money over the years in the long run. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles from all five locations. We have partners around that we work with rental vehicle-wise if you need a vehicle. Go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also click on the Automan segments for Auto Talk Radio, Automan or Auto Talk Radio. I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5, or Auto Talk Radio, which you're listening to now. We also post all those podcasts. You can get them right off our website from westautomotivegroup.com, or just check us out there. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call today on the hotline at 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. So there you have it, right? What more could you ask for? So we're kind of talking about, like I said, what we just discussed, diagnosis, and why is it important. And there's a world of difference between a free. So people always ask, do you get free estimates? Sure. What would you like estimated?
Yeah.
That's the kind of like, you know, that's estimate is like you go to a body shop crashed.
Yeah.
From the outside, they take a look at it. They write up an estimate real quick.
Yeah.
They're not really diagnosing anything.
No.
And there's going to be more wrong.
Oh, they're always.
Because they start diagnosing when they start working on the car.
Yeah. And they put it on the limer rack and they're like, oh.
That or they find electrical problems or airbags are blown or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, and an estimate can also be if you call in and say, hey, how much to put brakes on my car? Well, those are free to put together. That's an estimate.
Yeah.
Now, we should inspect it first. But
ideally, yeah.
Once again, an estimate is like a body shop, though. They look at the outside. They give an estimate. So if you call in for brakes, we say, well, oh, if you just need pads and rotors resurface, it's this much money. Then we get in there and like, well, now the rotors are undersized and so it's like a body shop, right?
Yeah, and that's nowadays too. There's, you know, even with the VIN, there, you know, 6 lug, 7 lug.
There's
what
so
diameter the rotor is.
It's crazy.
How many piston caliper is it? And so you're trying to quote it.
Is it solid or vented?
Yeah,
some cars have solid or vented.
So it's option. Like you give this quote, but you're not 100%.
Well, and the parts aren't interchangeable.
Yeah.
If your car has solid rotors, you can't go to a vented
rotor.
That option is not. It's not like, oh, well, just change it up.
That's why I'm very hesitant quoting that over the phone because I don't want anyone, you know.
Well, then people seem to get.
Me. Yeah, because well,
I don't know about discouraged, but angry would
angry,
be more.
Yeah.
Well, you said, yeah. Also, like, I didn't have your VIN. I didn't know what we're dealing with. That's why we don't do this very often. Mm-hmm. You know, so funny. Somebody called and said to me, I was working over in Oceanside. And said, hey, can you need a price on a tranny for a Honda or something like that? And I was like, okay, I'm going to need a VIN.
Yeah.
You need a VIN? Can't you just give me an idea? no, not really. There's a lot of different options.
Yeah, CVT, manual.
Yeah, as automatic. Far as that goes. Yes. So not the best way to go about things. So VIN numbers are very helpful. Most of the time we can, as far as that goes, make sure that we get it taken care of properly and all that. But
Europeans, even with the VIN, sometimes it doesn't tell you the diameter.
No, correct.
And the AMGs and
sometimes
all that.
It does not. You're right. And it's hard to know.
Some of the AMG front brakes too are like $3,000 if it's got the carbon rotors.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they're super expensive. Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of you buy a car like that, you should expect that you're going to have some higher maintenance cost. Yeah. And brakes are maintenance. They're not.
Yeah, if the rotors are almost the size of your wheel, they're going to be.
Well, that's so that car can stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very important stuff for sure. Anyway, yeah, there is so many things on cars now that are so specific to. And some of them have like split build dates and things like that. Mm. You know, like if it was after 5/31 of 2014, it's this. If it was before, it's that. You know, so there's a lot of that too. So parts are not everything's not interchangeable like it used to be. So as far as that goes,
like Audis, you have to pull the insulation out of the trunk, and there's a build code in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, it's hard to sometimes quote those over the phone.
They used to do that a lot in on GM cars too. They put the build code thing in the glove box.
Oh yeah.
On the glove inside, you'd open the glove box door and do so. Yeah, they used to do that a lot with cars before. Now more of it is tracked by VIN and actually production date splits.
Yep.
But still, you need all that information if you want to get the right thing for sure. For sure. For sure. All right, let's see what's going on with Steve in Oceanside. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I've got the King Ranch F-150.
Yes, sir.
And 2001. And the alarm seems to be acting up now. It's a 300,000 miles, so there's a lot of ignition been used. But we're trying to figure out online it says to click it on and off 3 times. And another guy told me to use the key in the door. Is there any way to reset the alarm so it doesn't think the truck's being stolen?
This is the factory alarm?
No, it's aftermarket.
oh, it's probably gone bad.
Yeah, they go bad. They're not really, yeah. They don't last.
So this is not a, it's not a Ford factory alarm.
No.
Yeah, that alarm's, you're going to have to replace it. It's going bad. If you, because the box inside of those, they just do not have the longevity of like the factory stuff does.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones. Some of them have a hard reset thing on it, the but box. You got to find it. It's tucked up, depending on who wired it in. But
it's probably on the driver's side up under the dash
box.
Somewhere.
Yeah, some of them have a button or like a fuse. You could try to do that, but they just don't last as long as actually factory computers. They just go bad after a while.
Yeah, because it's got a step light on the actual dash, you know, where the speedometer, you know.
Well, that would be factory. That's factory. Yeah. Okay. So it is that.
There's a additional little light on the trim that's right around the steering wheel that has a button that used to kill it. You could shut it off.
Gotcha. That might have a factory and an aftermarket wired in. We see that too. Yeah.
How's the easiest way to disconnect it? Because we're really never parking this where we're not right there.
Usually we remove those is what we do. Yeah. And you have to remove them, make sure they're wired back the way they're supposed to. Usually takes about an hour of time to do. So, I would just get it into us or somebody that's qualified to do so and have it, just remove it.
Yeah, and just make sure that they wire it back to factory too.
Yeah,
some people will just cut all that stuff and then you don't want bare wires on your dash.
No, that's a bad idea.
Get
it
done professionally.
And the factory alarm is fine on those anyway.
Yeah, they work great.
They work great. I mean, and usually that you don't have a lot of problems with the factory stuff at all.
Okay. So we're looking like about $100.
About $180 to be honest with you. Okay. But could undo it, put it all back the way it's supposed to be, and just take that out is what you do, and it will alleviate a lot of problems, because we often see where those cut the ignition off or they cut different things off and do weird stuff, and people have problems with them, get stuck.
Well, do you hear a siren? Does he hear a siren or the horn honking?
Siren.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's aftermarket. Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yep. Just give us a shout. We can get you fixed up.
Yeah, because that's what, you know, right now is it, you know, if it acts up, it'll crank really fast, but it won't fire.
Yeah. It's cutting the ignition off or fuel, one of the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can take pull that all out. No worries.
So when are you going to be in Oceanside again?
Me, personally? Probably not next week, so I don't know. It depends on what's going on with everybody. But is that the... Yeah. You live over in Oceanside, right?
Yes.
Paul's over there all the time, though, so... because he usually starts his morning there.
Yeah.
In the morning, you know, from where he lives. So if you stop in the morning, you could definitely see him.
Yeah, because that's what... They rebuilt another transmission for us there. And your brother rebuilt the transmission on our Escort. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
We have good memories of him.
So, yeah. Thank you so much. Yep. Me too. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. So, great stuff. Get rid of that aftermarket alarm.
Yeah.
Bad idea, for sure. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, jump on the line. We're happy to talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
What did you say? Hot mic. We don't say anything bad, so I don't really worry about a hot mic. Just talking about T-word cars that make you so upset.
Yeah, but you do cuss about them on the off air. So like,
I never say cuss words. What are you saying?
So when we come on, it'll
Brenda,
say, man, I think those cards are, and then I'll turn you on, and it goes, shit. And then you can just guess what the first part of that word was, I guess.
No need to discuss it. We all know. Really appreciate everybody joining us here for Auto Talk Radio. And Brendan talking about how I talk badly.
About Teslas, yes. Which I appreciate.
No, you said the word.
Oh.
Oops. That is should be a four-letter word, but it's not. It's five.
Yeah.
It's a five-letter word. It's a dirty five-letter word. But, you know, I tell you what, a lot of those things must break down. Because I drive by the place they fix them at.
Yeah.
Says that name on the front of it. That's why I know they fix them there. Well, and the lights are on inside of it when I came in this morning. And that place is full of those cars with their little hoods up.
There's just so many electronics on that thing, man. Like, lots.
Hence, it's an electric car.
I know, but like I'm just talking about the gullwing doors. How many micro switches are in that thing to make that thing operate? And sonar sensors, you know?
To prevent it from raising up real quick and knocking somebody out or something.
Yeah, knocking someone's mirror off. I could, those would be a pain to diagnose, I would think.
So, from what I get on those cars and understanding, I spoke to somebody that worked as a technician for them one time. You don't really diagnose those cars. They diagnose themselves. Supposedly not very well.
Yeah.
But
I'm broken.
He was telling me they come in and the tech, you come in the morning and you get a sheet for this car and you get this roll around bin with all these parts and you just go replace all the parts on the car.
Oh, really?
And if it don't fix it, then you just turn it back in and then they figure out what they're going to do for
that's great under warranty, but about,
maybe they sell you all those parts.
They're like, we think it's sonar sensors.
All right, now computer, we're back to qualified diagnosis by a quality technician. There is a way to diagnose them, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I looked into getting a scan tool and all that for us, but it's not worth it right now.
I can't buy any parts.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for that. But I already researched it and stuff.
Control arms and brake pads.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you get.
I know.
Right now. I think there's cabin filter. You can replace cabin filter on them. So.
Have you seen the cabin filter in that thing?
Yeah, it's huge. Looks like a TV.
Yeah, giant. Yeah.
Well, you want to keep all the contaminants out. Yeah, that's a good idea. So one of those things for sure. All right, folks. I do also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the finest quality batteries out there. Number one recommended battery worldwide by technicians. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and we'll get you an Interstate installed. That's the only battery we currently stock and have for a long time. Why? Because they're good.
Yep.
So if you need a battery for any other need, you can check them out at their storefronts because they have batteries for everything. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right, folks, jump on the phone, 1-888-344-1170, 1-888-344-1170. We're talking quality diagnosis. We're talking ugly trucks. We're talking good-looking trucks. And we're talking Brendan's favorite thing, Tesla. See where he is. Oh, he just popped his head back. Right, and he's back.
How dare you? I was living in peace here.
Yeah. I'm going to get him a hat.
So, see, Brendan only doesn't like one electric car.
Yeah.
I don't like all of them. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, mercy. So, as we talked about, there's a world of difference between a free estimate for known repairs and diagnostic procedure for difficult, intermittent, or technical problems. Accurate diagnosis of your vehicle's troubles is imperative for precise estimates and to be able to provide economical, accurate, and lasting repairs. That's what I always say. But it can frequently take a lot of time and resources to get there. Resources we may need to invest are expensive, so we thought we'd explain the need for the expense of technical diagnosis procedure. It's pretty easy to explain. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's called throwing parts at a car.
Yeah.
Which gets very expensive. Especially like we've seen people throw transmissions at a car. Not literally.
Literally.
Don't literally throw. Yeah. Well, and I bring that up, funny statement. Years ago, I had said to a lady, So we dropped your transmission pan. That terminology to us just means we removed it and inspected,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I know you damaged my car because you said you dropped my transmission pan. Funny. I was like, ma'am, that's not really what. So what got me thinking, the terminology you use is very important.
Yeah, so, I don't use teardown anymore.
No, no. We need to remove this component to inspect. So that way, because those people aren't in our industry.
Yeah.
So they don't understand. I mean, those are all technician slang terms, really.
Yes,
drop the pan, tear down.
Tear down. Yeah. tear into my car. What?
It sounds terrible. Yeah. So tear down used to mean, we better describe that because you just brought it up.
That's true.
Like we'd say a transmission tear down, which meant remove it from the vehicle, disassemble, inspect, and advise on components that had failed. Mm-hmm. That's the proper terminology to use to a client so they understand what you're doing. But a lot of people would say, I mean, we're going to do a teardown on your transmission. But to the normal folks that don't work on cars, that doesn't mean anything to them except for they think you're tearing their car apart.
It sounds
very derogatory.
Very rough on their car. Yeah.
It doesn't sound good. So, we try to prevent from using those words anymore. Just not a good thing. In some cases, diagnosis of a problem can be straightforward, and there may be a minimal expense arriving at an answer. Actually, as I like to say, about 90% of the time, a normal diagnosis fee, time spent an hour or so, go through, diagnose things all the time, and you come to a diagnosis. I mean, that's normal. Sometimes there's other more complex thing. That's maybe 10% of the time, right? Mm. When you say?
Yeah.
90% of the time, it's about a normal diagnosis. Yeah. Go through, pinpoint, figure out, know what it is. That is if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Other times, like I said, 10% can be complex, may only appear under certain conditions, intermittently, things like that. The time has passed when somebody with basic knowledge and a few tools could properly diagnose or repair your vehicle. Today's vehicles, technical problems require attention of highly trained, experienced personnel with the information and the proper equipment to do so.
Yeah.
Equipment's a big thing, too. Mm-hmm. So we have to be able to communicate with these cars, right? So very important, without question. Difficult call problems on late model computer control vehicles often require more time for diagnostic procedures than the actual repair time needed to correct them, which can be true. Often we go through pinpoint and find, drivers and computers, mm-hmm. PCMs, things like that, modules that have failed.
CAN communication
errors, repair and stuff.
That's
like
that. Probably one of the hardest ones.
Yeah. But once you diagnose and figure out what's wrong, a lot of times the repair isn't a lot. The component might cost a lot, but labor time.
You just find out what to bring.
Put it
line
in,
down,
reprogram. Yeah. Exactly. There you go. So just some important stuff. Worst case scenarios are things like you're talking about that, pulling things down offline and stuff with the, mm-hmm. with the CAN systems and that. If you end up with corrosion somewhere, you have to find stuff like that.
Yeah.
Big problems. Water intrusion, mm-hmm. one of my favorite words with electronics these days.
Yeah.
Your vehicle has experienced water intrusion. If you hear those sounds, that sound coming out of somebody's mouth, it's probably going to be get expensive.
And a lot of the times insurance companies will just total it. We had a Grand Cherokee in Miramar's. He was out of town, and when the rains was just pouring, and he brought the car in. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have running through insurance. And I remember moving the car, and it sounded like there was like a tidal wave under the... I could hear it washing back and forth.
Like the dash was full, like that.
The dash was full, and under the floorboard, I could hear it washing. Like, I hit the brake, and you could hear... It's like you're in the stream.
So the car actually got flooded.
It got flooded pretty good. And I told the guy, I'm like, the insurance company will probably total this. And they did. They're like, nope, we don't want
anything
to do
with it. Because they can fix the problems you see right now.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be a million more problems. This claim will keep going on and on, and they know. So the way to stop that is just, car's total, here's your check.
Yeah, they're like, nope.
Junkyard it goes.
He was bummed, too, because he wanted to keep it. But I told him, like,
you'll have so many nightmares with this car.
All the fiber optics in that car.
Stuff will be going wrong. Lights coming on. Random stuff. Yeah. Doors locking
lift
on you.
Lift gate open by itself.
You think
something
the dang
grounded.
Thing's nicknamed Christine's little brother or something, there's so many issues that are caused by... Well, because it's not only the water. Once you get rid of the water, then corrosion starts.
Yes, yeah.
And once that starts, and you can get corrosion inside the insulation of wires in the car, and the what a nightmare.
Yeah, it's just not
worth it. You split into something like that, and you, as a technician, you go, nope, no, don't matter what I do with this car, there will be a problem for forever. Good one to go to the crusher.
Yeah, like Hopart and the auctions have these really nice like Mercedes and cool cars, and they're really, they're pretty cheap, like
salvage title,
but it's like flooded in Miami. It's like, no, no,
bad idea. Salt water is the worst on a car too, just so you know. Yeah, that causes lots of corrosion.
Yeah,
things to look for. We did a segment, actually, I think it was for Channel 7. Something me and Miguel did. He did the Spanish version for me, and I did the English version.
Yeah.
Yeah. About when we had, well, we had quite a few cars float away.
Yeah.
That was back in January, right? I believe I was coming back. I had been on a business trip, and I was like looking at the news on my phone. I was like, there's cars floating down the street in San Diego. That's the oddest thing. In all the years I lived here, I don't remember that ever happening. Do you?
No. No. Yeah. One of our tow guys, he had to go up. Well, I think I already talked to this on the radio, but in Chula Vista, there was a flooded garage, and literally he was just pulling
cars like out. An underground.
It was an apartment complex. Yeah, but it was it's like a carport.
Yeah, or a parking garage kind of deal. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So in the bottom of it, those cars all flooded.
Yeah,
that'll teach you to park in. That'll teach you to park in the bottom, huh? Yeah. If you were parked up higher, you'd been fine, huh?
Yeah, just leave it there for a while.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't go try to do that. Yeah, till that place drains out. Well, and a lot of the problems I guess they had with that caused it, off topic for automotive, was a lot of the drainage stuff has had stuff grow up in it. Mm-hmm. The culverts haven't been cleaned. So therefore, it backed up the water, which we weren't prepared for that much runoff, you know. So one of those things, right? It happens, so it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Yep.
You're going to boat float your car out.
That's what you're going to do. You have good insurance.
Yep, for sure. So back to diagnosis. And folks, once again, 1-888-344-1170. If your check engine light does come on, warns of problems with the engine management, body control, or other computer. How many modules are on most cars now, Paul?
Jeez.
Regular cars, at least 8.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about cars like if you have a Honda or,
Well, even that. I mean, you do a short test, and, there's technically a computer in your radio.
That's true, too.
Sometimes dome light module.
30. Great. I needed a computer to tell my dome light when I come on.
There's door modules now.
There are.
So
in a newer car, you're over 40 modules easy.
I'd say at least 20.
Some of those Mercedes and stuff get up around 100, right?
Oh, they're, probably 30 or 40. Uh-huh. Maybe 50, depending on,
Crazy. Well,
because when you do a short test, you just see them scan.
They're
just
scanned.
Keeps going and going and going. Yeah, I'd probably say good, 15 is average.
And cars these days, all those modules don't just control one thing, though. They all talk to each other.
Yeah.
Like a network. So, if you had a little home network, all the computers are connected together.
Yeah.
Same kind of idea. It's called a CAN network for us in a car. If one of them, and they all use the same wiring, they have different signals.
Yeah, and sometimes the components share each other.
Yes.
Like we had a Jeep, had a weird problem with the push button, and it shared the TPMS antennas that were reading the sensors. It also shared it for the controlled access that you can hit a button, and unlock your door instead of hitting the unlock thing.
Gotcha.
But it had other modules, and they all worked together.
Use information from the same sensors to do different things.
Yeah,
each module does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so which can make it, once again, you, on a problem like that, you could throw a lot of parts at that car if you didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Might as well open the door and just start chucking things inside, right?
Yep. So. Yeah, and I was talking to tech about it. I was reading up on it. It took me almost 40 minutes of reading just to figure out how the system works. It was crazy,
Yep, they do that. They do share things for sure. So once again, back to diagnosing the vehicle properly is very important. And so this is a good point that they made here and stuff. I was writing down some things. However, trouble code is not when a check engine light comes on or light comes on, you scan, you get a code. Is not a diagnosis.
No.
Not even close.
Not even close.
That car will not tell you what to replace.
No.
People think that does.
A lot of people say, I have the code. Is it cheaper? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Do you have the freeze frame data? And they're like, what?
And you can't return those parts you put on the car. No. It's not. So these guys wrote an article called The Scan Scam.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some auto parts stores you can pull into that will scan your car and be like, oh, you have an O2 sensor code. The person scanning your car has never worked on a car in their entire life. And there's more info. If you don't have, if whoever's scanning your vehicle doesn't have the information, equipment, or trained personnel to diagnose your vehicle properly, the parts they're going to recommend to put on the car usually just cost you money.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes make things worse.
That's true.
We see aftermarket parts put on to try to fix something, and then it creates more issues.
And it sets more codes.
More codes. You got a bigger problem. Yeah. So, as far as that goes.
I also bring up sometimes, their mechanic, the check engine light will come on and off, and they go, oh, my mechanic said that's normal.
That is never normal. Yeah. We both know that.
Yeah, I know that. But then they drive for a year or two with that, and then, because we
have
one
all
in,
kinds
yeah,
of
we
problem.
Had one in El Cajon had all kinds of codes in it.
So I talked to somebody yesterday, and I'm not going to say who, but I talked to somebody yesterday, and they were dealing with trying to... couple shops involved, a smart car, all started, they diagnosed the car, had a bad engine, they referred it someplace to somebody to put a used engine in. Those people are no longer around, they weren't even licensed, but they put a motor in. From now they're $4,500 into a smart car that's worth maybe $3,000. Then they throw, it's got misfire problems, all these other, they throw a bunch of other parts at it. And I said to him, he says, we need somebody that can diagnose this. I said, first off, I don't want to touch that car. I have no interest in being part of this scenario. No. And second off, you know what you got to do is stop right now and look back and think, where'd this all start with? The used engine put in. It's probably something wrong with that motor. And it may not even be something that's wrong, like the motor, but it's... came from a different year smart car. It's not built the same. The cam stuff, the VVT. You got to be so careful with cars and put the wrong thing on
them. Bent pin.
Anything.
Some of those guys that do tear into cars, you got to be careful.
I've seen people have cars have had motors replaced at wrecking yards.
Oh yeah, no. There's I've seen that.
It's always awesome, so awesome.
You're like, I should take this part off. Nah, I have a pry bar.
Just so you know, some of us, you do that to your car, or you have somebody do that to you, that kind of stuff to your car. Some of us professionals try to avoid it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, for sure. There was another one we were talking about. There's two cars he was dealing with, trying to help the consumer, and he said, these are not cars that we worked on at the West Automotive Group. He was just telling me about the concerns that he'd been dealing with. And same thing, I forget what make and model it was, another major problem like that. And he basically, he said the dealer won't even touch the thing. I said, can't blame him.
Yeah.
Once you touch it, now you're involved, and who wants to be involved in something like that?
Yeah.
Because now you own it.
Yeah, and you're just trying to help initially, but now, yeah.
I told him, I said, I'd tell the repair shop that, obviously the engine thing, the customer's on their own, they didn't do that, but the repair shop that put all the other stuff on it trying to fix the misfire in that, just give the client back their money and call it good, man.
Yeah, that's like when I find out some cars are salvage title.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
yeah, don't touch those
things.
You're
trying to figure out what's going on, and then you find a resistor wired into something.
Like, if they're salvaged, a quality body shop didn't put them back together. No. It was usually done somewhere on the hack half.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and if so, it's never going to be right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just driving A to B and you don't mind that the turn signal stays on all the time or the dome light comes on three times while you're going down the road, and you just want to drive it to work, that's up to you. We did have a client, Nell Cohn. She used to buy high-end wrecked cars and she would drive them, but a lot of times I remember a brand new Lexus she'd got, it was like less than 6 months old, they put it all back together and she brought it in, she's like, it's leaking transmission fluid. I'm like, it needs a case. Case is broken on this thing. This thing got wackadoodled. So anyway, but she just likes to drive them, then she gives it, they don't cost her much. She'll get rid of them. She spent money on fixing the trans, but it was fine. All right, that's it, folks. We've run it down. Sorry, folks called in there at the end. We weren't able to get to you, but Brendan's going to be bouncing off the window here in a second. He's good at that. Yelling, screaming, throwing monkey bananas, stuff like that. He's ignoring me right now.
No, say Tesla.
You know how to get his attention now.
Yeah, no, to get his attention. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We do appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. We will be back live next Saturday. But until that time, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you then. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.